Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day Saturday show. Got a buddy of mine, Mark Usick, I'm going to bring out in just a minute here. Mark is actually going to be in Las Vegas. Well, hell, the guy lives in Las Vegas, so he's actually there year-round. Mark's doing the event with me. He's going to be there the second day. Let me give him a little bit of a proper introduction. I could just say, hey, Mark's a buddy of mine. I've known him. We share the stage together at events. But let me just tell you a little bit about Mark. Mark, I'm going to read right from your website, but I want to just at least tell people what you have on there, because I think this is really cool. I was reading this earlier today. Mark Usick was raised in a family where love was in abundance and money was not. I love that. He witnessed his parents struggle through many hard times and swore to himself he would find a way to become wealthy so he could take care of his family. As Mark grew up, his thirst for creating wealth was only exceeded by his passion for helping other people. I can attest to that. Mark's helped me a ton already. Today, Mark's a self-made multi-millionaire who has touched the lives of people everywhere he goes. He gives credit for success to his willingness to always strive for more, surrounds himself with the types of people that are willing to hold him accountable to the standards that he needs to live by in order to maximize his talents. All right, I got all that formal stuff out of the way. Okay. Mark Usick, my buddy from Vegas. How you doing, man?
Doing awesome, Sam. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much, man. I always love doing podcasts with you. It's like you encourage me to even do more podcasts. And in other words, when I got into podcasting too. So you're awesome, buddy. I thank you so much.
Yeah, man. My pleasure. We're going to have some fun. Mark and I like to laugh a lot. Mark, it's funny, man. This guy wears a lot of hats. Self-made multimillionaire, lives in Vegas. His beautiful wife, Yolanda. And what I'm trying to think, we met had to be a few years ago. Do you recall what event it was at? I'm not sure.
It was one of those either Never Work Again or Global Mastery or
Guerrilla Business School, something like that.
It could have been one of those, you know.
I know what it was.
And we've run into each other a lot of times.
I saw you do a hypnosis show, and I never laughed so hard in my life, man. Because Mark's a hypnotist. The one thing I didn't tell you guys, Mark is actually a hypnotist. As well as a coach and a speaker and a trainer and a seminar leader, but I've never laughed so hard. I was at Sherry Tree and their event in Vegas.
Esther. Yeah.
Sherry Tree and Esther's event. Yeah. And that was a couple of years ago. I know I'd known you before then because I saw you speak. We probably knew each other a couple of years prior to that, but that was the first time I actually got a chance to talk to you. Dude, when you hypnotize people, that is the funniest. Like they're quacking like a duck and they're running around and they're saying and doing stuff they'd never. What happens to the mind when you hypnotize somebody? What happens?
Well, I mean, I've done, as you know, over 10,000 shows. So we travel all over the world with this stuff. And let's just keep it the basics. All I'm doing is I'm relaxing. There's two parts of the mind, the conscious, subconscious. I relax the conscious mind that analyzes and, you know, creative part. And give a direct suggestion to the subconscious, so they automatically respond. They know what they're doing. They just do it. They just have the urge to do it. And even when they're on stage, I'll go, well, you know that there's no dog under each other. I know there's no dog. Why are you looking? I go, I don't know. I just have the urge to look. And that's what I love about, you know, what we do is, even the people in your business, you know, people should podcast more, you know, and that's how do we get into the podcast world? I'll hypnotize them so they automatically do it, you know?
Yeah. No, that's wild, man. I remember I was laughing so hard. I very rarely do I laugh when there's tears coming out of my eyes, but I was laughing that hard because I was speaking at that same event and I'd spoken a couple hours before that and I stuck around to watch your show and I was laughing so hard. So speaking of the mind, you talk a lot about mindset. I think it's fascinating. I really do. I think the mind is just absolutely fascinating. What we can program it to do, the things that we you know, we think that we really can't do, but yet we see other people with the, you know, lesser abilities or the same abilities achieving it. What do you, I mean, I'm just going to give you a blank canvas to write on, man. When I say the word like millionaire mindset, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Go ahead. Talk unfiltered.
Number one is people want to be have that, but they don't have that. And it's basically because a couple of reasons. One is they don't believe they can get there based on previous experience or programs that they've heard in the past from, you know, growing up and things like that. The other thing, people, when you talk about a mindset, you know, why do people procrastinate, Sam? Or why do they have fear, you know?
It's the pain, right? It's the pain of their associating with doing that task.
It's because they think, what do they have to do to get to the result that they want? And they focus on what they have to do instead of what they're going to receive or get. But it's what's interesting is when we get in a desperate situation, sometimes our brain turns into survival mode. It's like, boom, that's when we get most of our work and our best work done. So we procrastinate till the end. There's different patterns in everybody. Some people like to wait till the end, like the test crammers, you know, in school, wait to do your homework till the last day. Some like to get it done early so they can go play. There's no right or wrong. I mean, just it is what it is. Just know which patterns you're running so you can identify them so you can make the changes necessary. Somebody that procrastinates till the end, Sam, what they're doing is they're focusing on what they have to do to get the result done so they get the benefit. Versus somebody that does the work right away, they're focusing on going to play so they want to get the work out of the way. And that's pretty much how the patterns work, you know. But it's weird. It's like we have these patterns in our mind all the time, you know, and we procrastinate. Nobody wants to procrastinate. You don't grow up and go, well, I'm on this mission and I'm learning all I can. I even studied and I'm excited and I have all these goals. I think I'll procrastinate. And they go procrastinate. Like, why? Why do they do that? And it's just a simple program that they run, you know. Their brain switches a little tiny bit. And once it makes a little tiny switch, boom, it goes right into procrastination and fear. And then what if it doesn't work? And what do I got to do? And you let your brain, if you don't take action immediately, you let your brain talk yourself out of doing the things you get to do to get the results that you want.
So what happens? I've had a situation in my life happen. This is a pattern that I've recognized in my life. It used to be back when I was in sales in the corporate world and I was on salary plus commission. If I needed to get a lot of money that month for whatever reason, I would take home maybe $2,000 every 2 weeks in my paycheck, okay? But if I needed, like if I had a big bill or something that I had to get paid, I would do $5,000.
Yeah.
And what, you know, and this has shown up in my life, like now those numbers are bigger. There's more zeros. Like if I need to have a $50,000 month, I will not coast. I will, you know, the first day of the month, I'm coming out of the gate promoting, selling. So what happens to an individual when they go from 1x to 5x or even higher? What happens in the mind? Because how can somebody go from just making, like I was in the corporate world, $2,000 every couple of weeks to $5,000 like that? And then I go right back to $2,000. I mean, what's going on in that situation?
The worst place you could be is complacent and comfort. Because when you're comfortable, you have no drive, you have no reasons. Because, you know, hey, things are going good. Why work hard? Let me go play. But when you have a desperate situation comes about and you have to make it or lose it, your mind clicks into survival mode and you don't think about what you have to do to get it. You just make sure you focus on the things you're doing so you get clear on the result that you want. And so sometimes what happens is you'll have the best month you ever had and then you'll take another month or two and it'll be okay months, but it won't be the best month. It's because you get what you needed, and we always get what we need. And we don't really focus on what we want. We get what we need. And the need depends on what things mean to you. You know, if you need to make money, if you knew that you would never be able to take care of your family for the next 30 days and you had to do this certain task, there's no doubt in my mind you'd get it done. Because
that's true. When I was going through my bankruptcy, I needed to sell. And I just put my head down and sold for 6 months.
Yeah. Because you know why? You didn't think about what you wanted. You thought about what you needed to do as a man to get the results that you needed for your family. And we'll do more for somebody else than we will ourselves. And we get complacent at times. And the most dangerous thing we could do. Now, I say danger. I'm talking about if you want to grow and be, you know, the millionaire mindset and all that. And you know, if you don't want to be a millionaire, it's okay too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with having a great family and having a good income and just living life and enjoying your time together? I mean, what's wrong with that? You know,
nothing.
Wrong.
Nothing.
So why not Why not go to those months where you really, you make a bunch of money right away, and then you get to take another month or two off and relax with your family and watch that part of your life really exponentially grow. That to me is more wealth than money. Because what are you doing with more money in the bank and less time with your family?
No, exactly. Something's got to give. And if your family gives, that's a lot different because you can't get your wife back, your husband back, your kids back. And if you do, they're not the same as when they left you, you know? So you can always get your money back. That's the one thing.
We went on a mastermind and flew over to Nassau. And I remember sitting at the hotel, and the hotel was, the guy owned, I think, 24 or something hotels. And he was a multi-billionaire. And the one thing I remember Gary was saying, it was Gary Cox, you know, we flew over there in his thing.
Yeah.
And the one thing he said is, let me get this very, very, very clear to you so you really understand this. Being a billionaire requires a major sacrifice in some area of your life. This guy that's a billionaire, he has the lifestyle that anything he wants, he gets. However, at the cost of losing his wife and children, he lost his family over it. So you decide what's more valuable to you. Yes, it's nice to arrive in a private jet and limos, but Apple, you know, what was the one thing he said, you know, before he died, you know, hey, I created this wonderful destiny, but I lost my family in the meantime. What's one thing he wishes he had back, you know? So there is
exactly.
a balance, but there's also balance, Sam. There's a great balance out there. To me, you're the ideal man out there, you know, business, husband, wife, father, because you do play a balance. Could you make more money? Sure. Could you, you know, do whatever it is. But you have figured out this thing called, you know, success and fulfillment because you have a balance. And I know, because I know you, what I do know of you, nothing is more valuable to you than your family and your wife and children. And to me, that's freaking super success. Now we get to go out there and help and influence other people to make more money so they can have a better lifestyle for that family that you've created, you know? And that's what I love about it. You know, you're in a great place where you can do that. And you offer that because you give so much value to other people out there.
Yeah. And so speaking of which, good segue, we're going to be in Vegas. Mark's got to go to an event in Orlando. He'll be taking probably a red eye back that first day to come and speak to us. But Mark and I are doing the event together, even though it's Sam Crowley live event. Oh, by the way, go to samcrowley.live. I'm a terrible promoter. I'm telling everybody not where to go. We're, you know, well into the podcast. Go to samcrowley.live. Tickets still on sale. We got 9 left as of the date of this podcast. We're recording on February 5th, 2020. And you can bring a guest. And Mark, I know I'm going to go out there and I'm going to teach people, number one, how to podcast, share their message. I love this new masterclass I created. I haven't even told you this about this. It's called The Ambassador of Influence. Masterclass, okay? How to be an ambassador of influence. And I really love those two words because, you know, ambassador, you are representing an influence. You are persuading someone to go from point A to point B in their life and move forward. And I'm going to talk a lot about that on day one, and I'm going to teach again on day two, as well as podcasting. What are you going to bring to the table? What do you want to chat with people about when they come to Vegas? What can they expect to hear from you when you get up there and present?
Well, here's the one thing. You will definitely have more strategies, knowledge, information. All they have to do is do exactly what you say, and they will have massive success. The challenge that sometimes people run into is, well, do they have the fear? Do they think they can do it? You know what I'll do is I'll give them the right mindset so there's no doubt or no question in mind that they'll be able to succeed and do the things that they think they're influenced by or you know, that they can't do. You know what? I'll put them in the right mindset where they absolutely will be able to succeed. I just got done doing a real estate seminar and the same thing. Girl comes up to me and we just talked for 2 days on mindset, right? She comes up to me and says, I have a problem. I says, what's the problem? I own this house and I'm 5 months behind. Well, what is it? It's worth $177. I owe $121. It's rented for $1,300 a month and my payments are $1,100. I said, what's the problem? I'm 5 months behind. I said, what's the problem? Well, I can't get a loan from the bank. I can't get a credit. I said, what's the problem? I said, the problem is you're focused on, you think there's a problem here. I said, you're in a room full of investors. The greatest thing that could happen to you is this problem. Because all you have to do now is say, who would like to make 10 or 12% on their money? What investor in here would not like to do that? They all would. Not only that, you get them to loan you the $7,000 to get caught up. They're secured in a position. In addition to that, now you've created what is called, you said a problem. I called it an opportunity. Because when you pay the money back, what do you have? You have a banker outside the Wells Fargo Bank of America that will loan you the money. That's the mindset. The mindset isn't that they have a problem, they don't have a podcast. The mindset is, what are the options, how to get their message out there? And that's the thing you're going to teach them. This is the greatest gift you can give them, is give them the strategies. Because sometimes people just have, well, what do I do next? And they don't know. You're going to lay it out for them what to do next. And I'm going to get them to implement the same strategies. Just, here's what you do. Now let's go do it. Get the result.
I love it.
Do what you do.
I love it, man. We'll be talking a lot about mindset out there. I have found that is really, and I know I don't want to beat a dead horse, but man, that's 95% of this game is. And I can tell you, because I've been on both sides. I've been on the scarcity, lack mindset. I still battle that. I mean, you and I have had the conversation. We were in LA last year, and we had breakfast, and we had that conversation about, geez, Mark, you know, 100 grand, 200 grand a month, 500 grand a month, and you were working with me right over breakfast there. It's like, what's the problem? What's the barrier? Why wouldn't you get to 100 grand, 200 grand, 500 grand a month? I mean, those are just numbers. You know, you gotta really focus on. But again, I don't want to do it. And this is an excuse making. It's a sacrifice of, you know, not being in town, see my kids and things like that. There's got to be a give and all that. So when we talk in Vegas at the live event, Mark's going to be there day two, solidifying your mindset and getting you really programmed. So the strategies I teach you on day one, you'll be able to go out and crush it. And I know Mark and I are going to be doing a lot of events together down the road. It's our first one. I mean, we have never done an event together. It's pretty wild because we swim with the sharks.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in this speaker. You guys want to know what it's like to be a professional speaker. Careful what you wish for, man. It is a shark infested waters, and Mark will attest to that. And he and I met at an event. We don't have any agreement. We have nothing signed. Mark took care of we're taking care of lunch both days. That's Mark doing that, guys. Mark got the room. He's done everything. He's like, all right, I got your event taken care of. I'm like, okay, man, what? Because nobody does anything for anybody anymore, especially in this business of speakers. He goes, no, it's your event. Go promote it and let's do it. Let's be our first one together. It's not even a handshake, because I don't even think we shook hands. I just think we just texted each other and said, hey, let's do an event in Vegas in the middle of March. Okay, here we are. So now we're doing it.
So. Isn't that amazing? But then, hey, you know what? That's what I want to do. I want to create relationships with people that are like-minded and that get it, you know? And that's what attracted me to you. After sitting down with you at breakfast, I thought, you know, I know your story. And I know a lot of other speaker stories. And there's some speakers you can have a solid agreement with and they'll still not be honorable like you, you know?
That's the truth, yeah. You know? Hey, let me ask you about the speaker bit. Let me ask you about the speaker business. I have a lot of people that I talk to want to be a speaker.
Yes.
What would you say, like, how do you crack into the speaker world? And would you recommend them being a keynote speaker at the local Rotary or Kiwanis? Should you speak for free 50 times before you start? Would you sell from stage? How do you crack that code? Because it seems to be a good old boys club with a few women sprinkled in there. Not a lot of female speakers that share the stage, unfortunately, either. But how do you crack that code? Like, how do you get in there? Do your own events? What would you tell somebody?
So I did it. You know, I started, first of all, what I did was I decided that I was going to do my own events because nobody would hire me. And so I put up my own events on. But the thing is, you gotta get a base down, you know. If you start with, you know, we'll speak for an hour and a half, 2 hours without thinking about it, you know. But you don't get there. You start off doing 10 minutes. And you speak for whoever, whenever you can, and build it up. The main thing is to speak is don't talk about yourself. Talk about what's in it for the person listening out there.
Yeah.
Because that's it, you know, and you got to remember, I paid Joel $100,000 cash to write my 90-minute presentation, but I did
Joel
that.
Joel Bauer?
Yeah. I struggled for 2 years trying to figure it out myself. It's not what I'm good at. You know, now I'm teaming up with people that's what they do, is they'll write presentations for people from start to finish and give them the product.
Hey, let me back it up for just 1 second. You paid Joel Bauer. I know who Joel Bauer is. Probably most of the people listening don't know who Joel Bauer is. But you paid an individual $100,000 to map out your 90-minute PowerPoint presentation.
Yep.
People listening right now will be like, what in the hell was he thinking?
Sounds like a lot. But you know what's interesting? It was the best money I ever spent. And I'll tell you why. Immediately after that, my first stage, they gave me a shot, Master of Influence. Know what? I was told that, you know, remember, you know, Mark Anthony, and he kept saying, why would I put you on that stage? I put somebody else on the stage one time and they didn't make it, and it came back and haunted me. And I said, what does their failure have to do with my preparation and the desire and the motivation I have to move forward? How do you judge his failure on me? I've studied for this for a long time. And he said, you know, you're right, I'm sorry. And we wound up being the top closer at that event, my first event. But it wasn't my first event, my first public event. And then I hired Joel.
Just curious. Oh, go ahead.
We sold 60 some thousand.
Okay.
You know, in an hour and a half. Yeah. And then we did a split. You know, I didn't keep the 60,000. I want you to understand that. It's not like I made 60,000. You know how they take 60%.
Yeah, sure. So you still about 24, 40%. Yeah.
But I want people to know that, you know. And then
I think a lot of people listening would take 20 grand for an hour and a half of speaking. Yeah, unless you get all the clients. Yeah.
You don't sleep at night when you do that because you realize, wow, I wonder what else I could do. And yeah. I went hiring Joel back at two of my live events, and I did a split with him. He gave me 100 grand. He gave me 57,000 back. So you think about what was it? Was it really 100 grand? No, because I strategized and put him on stage so he could make some extra money as well. So all of us benefited from it, you know. But now you can get speakers to do it for a lot less. But I mean, he did a phenomenal job, Sam.
What made you pay him 100 grand? I know Joel. Like I said, I keep saying I met him 10 years ago, and I thought he is lights out, amazing presenter. Some people he rubs the wrong way because he's very bold, very confident. Some would call arrogant maybe sometimes. Yeah. I found him to be fascinating from the stage, just the way that he dresses up and the way he speaks and all that. But what convinced you to pay him 100 grand versus going to search for somebody else that could have done it for 10% of that?
Because I didn't know anybody else, and I saw the way Joel closed. And I believe this, you're doing an event, 2-day event. Why did I go to you? Because you're the best. And here's the deal. If you want to become successful in life, if you want to be a great tennis player, don't go down to your local high school and try to learn from somebody that's been doing it. Go hire, you know, the top of the top, the professionals. And when you get in that arena, when you hire the best of the best, you're only learning the way you should be learning. Why learn it wrong and then try to improve it? Learn it right from the top closer out there, and that way you're off to a good start. And then you start improving based on how much comfortability you have on stage. But the reason we're doing podcasts with you is because why? You're phenomenal at it. Why would I go to somebody that doesn't know how to podcast and monetize and do what you've done with your career and have somebody learn with them? You hire the best. When I became a hypnotist, I found the best stage hypnotist in the country that I knew of, and I got him to train me. Well, why not go to the top of the chain? It doesn't cost more money. You just spend more at first, but you make a lot quicker, faster. So how much?
That's the truth. Yeah.
Spending 10
minutes, that's true.
You know, on something that might have taken me years to get back versus less than a year. It didn't make sense not.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I love it. Chat my buddy Mark Usick. Mark and I are going to be doing the event in Vegas, the middle of March, March 14th and 15th. Still get your ticket, samcrowley.live, samcrowley.live. Go there and get your ticket. Bring your guest. We're going to have a lot of fun, man. And I think, you know, when you talk about making money is one thing. Having a good time and working with people that you enjoy is a whole different thing. And, you know, I just think that there's so much opportunity out there of, you know, most people are conditioned, go to college, get a job, work for 40 years, retire. But there's just, you know, now that I've been out of the rat race for the better part of the last 12 or 15 years, I can't imagine ever not doing. Now, look, the whole rug could be taken out from underneath me tomorrow. I always say that, man. You know, I go buy a zero-turn mower at Home Depot and go mow lawns in the neighborhood now for, you know, the next 5 years. But I can't imagine not being free. And there's something about this freedom that is just amazing. Talk about, you know, what it's like to have control over your schedule and not being under control of somebody else.
Yeah, well, here's the biggest challenge I think the listeners are going to have is they're going to think they don't have anything to talk about, anything to podcast about.
Yep.
You know what? If you can get on the phone and talk for 15 minutes to a friend or to a neighbor about something, you got a podcast.
That's a great point.
I had to get across to people when I'm teaching them that mindset. I don't know what to say. I go, really? You're on the phone 4 hours a day. You can't talk for 10 minutes on a podcast? You're afraid you don't have anything to share. You have nothing to prove, just you have a lot to share. And once you start doing it, it's fun. I woke up one night, Sam, and I didn't tell you this, and I started writing all the different names of podcasts I'm going to do, from do colors make you feel better, do certain smells, just crazy, outrageous stuff. And it just was kind of interesting. It's like, wow, you know, there's so many titles out there, you know. I just did a podcast recently on, you know, the value of life, you know, after Kobe had his accident. You know, I I was supposed to do a show for Kobe. They asked me to do a show, and he was supposed to come to several of my shows. And I never had the opportunity. I saw him in an elevator once and got a chance to do that. But you don't know how fast life can be gone. And the one thing is, if you look at his life, he loved his family more than anything else.
Yeah.
And he really was on track. And unfortunately, things happen. And so I wanted to do a podcast about gratefulness and how grateful and how much we have to realize we got to say I love you to our family and friends, that we don't do it enough, that we take it for granted, you know? And there's always a message in everything. So when you get an idea or an inclination, you pick up. I bought an iPhone because of you, dude. I don't even like iPhones. I hate iPhones. I bought an iPhone just because that microphone, and I podcast all the time because of it, because I don't allow myself to have an excuse. Well, I'm not in front of a Zoom computer. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because the microphone you recommended. I'm telling you, what you tell me to do, Sam, I listen.
And that's funny, man. Nobody listens. Hardly anybody listens to me, man. That's good. Somebody does. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, and I've been in the business for a while, but I'm always wanting to learn, you know, how do I step it up? And now I carry my little microphone with me everywhere I go. I just went on the Marketers Cruise. I did 15 podcasts there.
That's amazing. Yeah, no, it's so easy to do. We're talking about freedom. And, you know, I want to ask, because what you just described, you wouldn't be able to do all that if you had a job. Because, well, let me back up. You can do whatever you can do. I mean, there's time in your day to do anything, but we put so much pressure on ourselves that you got an hour commute to work, you got an hour commute home, and you give all of your energy, and then you got to come home and you really got to spend time with your family because you feel guilty, you don't see them anymore. But everything you just described is that whole entrepreneurial dream, man. It's about being free. It's about waking up in the middle of the night and writing down all of these names and all these podcasts you want to do without any fear that you're going to wake up late for work the next day. I mean, that's just, it's such a powerful recipe all mixed together. This freedom thing is really cool, man. And I think if more people gave it a shot, they'd have less fear about losing out on their 401k, their medical insurance, and their salary, and they'd be more focused on all this new life that they can create for themselves. You know what I mean?
Well, the one thing you're going to offer them is that opportunity. You know, instead of talking about what they can do, you're going to show them exactly how to do it.
Yeah, how to, for sure. Really,
from the I don't know what to talk about, I have nothing to talk about, to, oh my God, I've got a lot to share right now. And that's the turning point in their life, is they're gonna walk into a dark room and you're gonna be the light that lights them up. And once that light is there, now they're gonna look at all the podcasts, you know, the Facebook lives and all that. Those are all podcasts. You just call them different things.
They are
people that rant. It's podcasting, you know. They just get intimidated by that word, you know.
Yep.
But you're gonna show them how to get the message out there and how to really draw a large following, and that's what it's about. When you get a large following, at that point, now you're an influencer. You have to be an influencer out there if you want to really get to the next monetization of where it is. And it's fun. It's so much fun doing it. I have a blast doing it. I just ramble on. I just ramble.
You do. You're a rambler. You're right. No, I'm kidding. Hey, let's wrap it up. Mark Cusick, I know you're a busy guy, so I'll let you go. Mark and I are going to be in Vegas March 14th and 15th, samcrowley.live. I'll be there all day on day one and day two. Mark's going to get up and give a presentation on the second day as well. He'll be hanging out too. You get a chance to meet him, hang out, take pictures, have lunch, just chill out, man. It's going to be a small room because we want to teach you. We don't want to speak at you. We want to work with you to help you monetize what it is you're really passionate about and get that message out, you know, really help you understand that you've got a powerful message and a movement that you're going to launch. So don't miss the event. Go to samcrowley.live. Mark, it was great, man. Time flies. I mean, it always flies when we end up talking. We get off on 10,000, you know, different amazing topics, and I always feel like, damn, I wish we could talk another hour. You know.
Well, we'll make this a habit instead of a once in a while thing. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good, man. I appreciate your time, Mark. Thanks for coming on the Everyday Saturday podcast, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I'll see you in a month.
You got it, man. You got it. Everybody else, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.